This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. At the church I serve as minister at large, we are in the process of searching for a new senior pastor. We're all praying for the search team as they review resumes and references in the search process. One morning, while taking a shower, a thought popped into my mind. The 23rd Psalm provides a unique template for the kind of person I should be praying for. Actually, this would be a good way to evaluate how we are doing in our own walk with the Lord. And it might also be used to help all believers encourage those who are serving the Lord as leaders in their church. Let me amplify this focus with some points to ponder based on Psalm 23. David, who wrote this psalm, confidently declared, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." He was a man who found his strength and sufficiency in his relationship with the Lord, not in what he did or accomplished, or in the position he was given. He didn't compare himself to others, and if he looked better or more successful, would feel good about himself. He knew who he was in relationship to the Lord, and that was sufficient. I remember hearing about a little boy who was reciting the 23rd Psalm in his church. He began, "The Lord is my shepherd. He's all I want." Now, though misquoting, he got the point. When the Lord is your shepherd and you cultivate a close relationship with him, you are building your life on a solid rock foundation that will weather the storms of life. If every Christian would pray for their spiritual leaders to have this kind of a relationship with the Lord, God would do great things through them and bless their church.